support Coquitlam's acquisition of 3 units in a new mid-rise next to Lee Square as part of the city's plan to control how the downtown grows. On Tuesday, October 10, City Council granted 3 bylaw readings to rezone 2272 Lee Square, as well as 2265 and 2291 Wilson Avenue following a public hearing to allow North Star Developments to construct a 6-story structure where the Elks building is now. The proposed building on the 40,759 square featuring lot, which will also go on the city parking lot to the south, will include 5 upper floors with 108 apartments plus 16,730 square featuring of commercial on the ground floor, of which 3 units, totaling 7,786 square feet, will be owned by the municipality on the north side of the development facing Lee Square. POCO officials say the 3 units will offer a raised patio experience, with a cafe or restaurant for patrons to view the entertainment at Lee. Yesterday, October 12, Deputy Sao Karen Gramada told the Tri-City News the city has been gradually buying key properties in the core as part of the revitalization that includes updating public spaces like McAllister Avenue, Veterans Park and Lee Square, as well as private sites to drive business and create an attractive, welcoming destination for visitors and residents. On Thursday, the city also permanently made Donald Street, between Wilson and McAllister Avenues, east of Lee Square, a northbound one-way road. The vision for Port Coquitlam's downtown is for a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly, safe and welcoming commercial and residential zone, with strategic redevelopment that retains the area's charm and heritage while supporting thriving businesses and attracting people to the downtown to live, shop, socialize and celebrate, Gramada said. City ownership of select properties will ensure public control over how the downtown redevelops while also generating potential future revenue through leases and/or sales. Currently, she said, the city's downtown assets include 2263 McAllister Avenue, current home of Poco Bowl, 2604-2608 Shaughnessy Street, 2283-2285 McAllister Avenue, mixed commercial, corner of McAllister, 2616 Shaughnessy Street, vacant commercial, 2620-2636 Shaughnessy Street, pop-up park, 2275, 2277 and 2288 Elgin Avenue, mixed commercial. The city is also leveraging its former parking lot on McAllister Avenue for about 15,000 square featuring of commercial space in the Met development, Gramada said. 6-story mid-rise. As for the North Star proposal, there's no parking for the city's 3 commercial units. And the developer's overall parking reduction of 63 spaces at $40,000 per stall equates to $2.52 million for the city's coffers, Bruce Irvine, POCO's director of planning and development, wrote in his report. North Star will also provide the city with about $774,520 in density bonuses and $77,400 in lieu of affordable housing, offsetting future property tax and utility fee hikes, Irvine added. Cown. Dean Washington said he's eager to see the mid-rise up to continue with the city's work to upgrade the core. I think it's going to really give some life to the downtown, he said. I'm looking forward to the construction starting,